Andrea, tell me you're there.
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can absolutely hear you, crystal clear and beautiful. I got to tell you something, Andrea.
Great.
I got up this morning, and I don't know what possessed me, but I thought, I'm going to listen to Israel News Talk Radio. I'm going to listen to your show because it came up on my Facebook feed. I forgot, however, that the time difference has kicked in, and I missed you by an hour.
I'm carrying this laptop because I have something that I wanted to read to you today. So I'm carrying my laptop over my shoulder. Let me put this on my ears. It was so crazy because I think one of the things I said that I wanted to do is talk about the things we do in lockdown. And because of this crazy time difference, I had scheduled to Zoom with my grandchildren and the time was crazy. And then finally I wrote to, Zena. And I said, what time is it in South Africa?
So you're experiencing the same. We'll get used to it, I'm sure. We'll get into it for a week. I don't know how long you were on the phone, and I'm going completely way off script, Andrea, but I heard the promo that we had for Yom HaZikaron, and it just struck me that it must be so difficult for you in Israel to go through Yom HaZikaron in lockdown.
It is very, very difficult, and yet I do want to share this with you. Aside, you know, we had Yom HaShoah just 2 days ago, and again, Sarah, you know, this is the Holocaust remembrance, and you think, my gosh, are these people being sidelined because of this other earth-shattering experience we're happening? All over, outside the home of every existing, still living survivor of the Holocaust stood soldiers, police officers, and at the time of the sirens, the survivors stepped outside, and standing in the streets, saluting them, were members of our military. So once again, you have Israel taking lemons and making heart-wrenching, heart-soaring lemonade. It was just incredible. And when you talk about how difficult it is, it really is. It's part of our national, it's our oxygen to go from Yom HaZikaron to weep along those. It really is a there but for the grace of God go I society. And suddenly not being allowed to do this. Well, yesterday, crazy, beastly hot day, unusually hot. And we heard fighter jets going overhead. So at first, you know, Ronnie and I started to make jokes saying maybe it's the beginning of Ramadan. They're letting them know we're still awake. You know, we couldn't imagine why these fighter jets were going over. And apparently they were rehearsing. They're rehearsing for, I thought, a canceled air show. But I have to tell you, hearing these fighter jets brought everybody to their patios, to their porches, to their gardens, and that little dose of patriotism, Israeli oneness, was like a glass of Kool-Aid in the hot desert. We all loved it, and I think everybody had a little bounce in their step. We remembered we're not victims, we're not locked up, we are proud, you know, we're just a proud people, a proud nation, and those fighter jets made a huge difference. And we'll let you know. I mean, we'll speak, please God. We're going to speak on Thursday, and I'm going to take away from the grill. I'm going to be grilling on my barbecue.
Oh, really?
On my patio. I don't have a grill, but I'm going to overturn a turkey roaster.
Okay. Well, there you go. Borrow your son's air fryer or whatever it is that you do. What do they call it in Israel? A mangal, I think. Is it not?
Right, a mangal. So I don't have a mangal. I haven't been outside in 5-6 weeks. My skin is translucent. It's terrible.
No, listen, we're way behind you. You're way ahead of the game as far as we're concerned. Do you want to feel good about yourself? Can I make you feel good about yourself for just one moment? One of our listeners has written in and said, best interview of the week. You are loved in Africa. You just need to know that.
Thank you.
Does that touch an emotional bone?
It does. I have to tell you, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Africa, Miss Africa. The feeling actually is mutual. Today I did my first show in 3 weeks. I have to tell you, people who poo-poo, they poo-poo social media, they poo-poo cyberspace relationships, well, they've got it wrong. If we do it wholesomely and we are healthy about it and we use this connection to kind of strengthen our bonds, I really felt that I was getting back with my friends. I loved, you know, we have this chat room. It was so heartwarming to see the regulars signing in. And I really felt very, very connected. I'm not delusional. I am delusional about some things, but not about that.
And, I saw that and experienced that this morning, and I felt like I was sort of jumping in unwanted in a very private space. I'll be better next week.
I'll send you the podcast, Simon. And again, you know, I have to tell you, I mean, it's like the confession season. We're now going into our season after, after Tisha B'Av, it's sort of like we have this kind of blank space before the Chagim where we could waste the time or we could get more spiritual going toward the Chagim. And I have to tell you, that doing these shows and this outreach, it's an awesome responsibility because like today I had a thread going on Facebook. It got ugly. It got uncomfortable, but I didn't back down. And my demand was that people disagree, but speak decently. Disagree, but stop pointing fingers. Disagree and stop the labeling. If when this is over, and please God, it should be over soon. If we come out equally ugly, equally shaking, equally frightened, and equally unconnected to heaven, then my goodness, we have really squandered something precious. And I think there's a lot of preciousness going on. There's a lot of opportunity. I know that I've reconnected with family members. It's fragile. We're protecting it. We're not getting sloppy. We're aware that we may have been sloppy in the past. And so we're tiptoeing around relationships. But the connection is there. And if not that, if not friendships from high school, from college, from elementary school, if not to reconnect to the boy that you were so cruel to once, who forgot all about it, you know, we're wasting the time. And the years are too short. People are leaving us. And if we are blessed with another day, another healthy day, another day with great breaths, then what are we doing to make it a holy day and make the world better? We've been given bricks, building blocks. I'm out of control. Stop me, Simon.
No, I think it's absolutely beautiful. And I'm really responding to this. And I'm sure everybody who's listening to you is too. And it's just kind of striking me really hard between the eyes how this experience we've all gone through together has brought out the best in some people and the worst in others. I mean, what I'm going to take away from this, Andrea, are pictures of Arab nurses in Israel reading the Haggadah to elderly, old Jewish patients. And I just think who in their life would have thought that that would ever have happened. And there's such a groundswell of amazing togetherness and goodwill, and it's easy to overlook that every day when people are fighting about creating governments or not creating governments, and you know the people are good.
Thank you, Simon. And you know what? I promise you that if I were to post that, if I were to write that, if I were to throw that out on my blog, believe me, I would be inundated with naysayers. But
really?
But. Well, guess what? I know about the but. I don't want to go there.
Goodness.
I don't want to go. This is my life. And you know what? The other thing is, when I'll send you the podcast, one of the things that I talked about on my show is that we've been given an opportunity to create in our own homes, in our own Dalet Amos, our own four walls. We have been given an opportunity to create Gan Eden. There are some people who sit and say, oh, look outside. It's a disaster. It's like a science fiction movie. We've been abandoned. And there's other people that look outside and say, my gosh, I never saw those birds. Smell the air.
Yeah.
It is Gan Eden. We can build it. We can create it. And when it's over, if we don't wear it like a proud shawl, we've really lost it. And that's the commitment. The Arab nurses, the neighbors, secular, religious, smiling at one another. Me hanging out one day with Simon having a beer. Doesn't get better than that.
Oh, beautiful. Andrea, Shabbat Shalom. Thank you so much. We have to leave it there. We went way over time, but with you, way worth it. Shabbat Shalom.
Shaveh, baby. Bye-bye, Shabbat Shalom.
Shaveh, indeed.